This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. Firefighting crews worked overnight on the fire burning along I-70 near Wolcott. According to officials, the Red Canyon fire is 80% contained and expected to be fully controlled by tonight. The right lane of westbound I-70 will be closed while crews work along the edge of the fire. Much of the western slope is under a high fire danger warning due to hot, dry weather and wind gusts up to 50 miles an hour. Boulder is expanding its wildfire danger zone. As CPR's Sam Brash reports, that will change landscaping and building rules.
The update more than triples the number of properties inside the city's wildland-urban interface, the zone considered most vulnerable to wildfires. It also tightens construction rules. Starting August 1st, new homes must have a 5-foot buffer without any plants or flammable objects. Fences and decks must also be made from fire-resistant materials. Current homeowners aren't covered by the rules, but Boulder offers free assessments for anyone looking for ways to harden their property against wildfires. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
The U.S. Supreme Court ruling allowing states to ban gender-affirming medical care for transgender youth will not have an impact on Colorado's policies. That's the message from the state's attorney general in the wake of Wednesday's decision. The ruling allows states to set their own policies, and gender-affirming medical care for minors is protected under Colorado law. And this is CPR News and KRCC. Around Denver tonight, decreasing clouds and lows in the 60s, highs around 100 tomorrow, just a few degrees cooler this weekend. For Colorado Springs, the lower 60s overnight, tomorrow's highs in the mid-90s, lower 90s over the weekend, but the Front Range should cool down on Monday.